The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Let's get to that Bulldog beat.
The Fans got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, Martin sideline, 15-10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
This is the Bulldog beat with Buck Ballou, presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and attorney Ken Nugent.
We spoke about Rashada, the quarterback. Allegedly, the Bulldogs are going after in that transfer portal. And give a little shout-out to Mike White, the men's basketball coach at Georgia. Made that run in the NIT. Boy, he and his staff have been busy seeing some guys check out in the portal. And news coming down overnight that they've added Mount St. Mary's guard Deshane Montgomery, a Fort Lauderdale native. Had a breakout season a year ago, 13 points a game. Looks like they'll plug him in at one of those guard spots next to Silas Demery, who's coming back as the point guard. You got Blue Kane on the other side knocking down three balls. That backcourt for Coach White looking better and better. Also wanted to throw out the baseball dogs. Wes Johnson and the boys, ranked number 24 heading into the series this weekend against Ole Miss, who comes in unranked. Ole Miss might be the only SEC team unranked, man, I'm just saying. Bulldogs 27-9, 7-8 in SEC play, and they are 22-2 playing at home at Foley Field. Game one tonight with the Rebels, 6 o'clock, and some big series going on in the SEC this weekend. You got number one Texas A&M, number one in the country, taking on number 18 Alabama, number 4 Tennessee, traveling to Lexington, taking on number 3 Kentucky. Number 2, Arkansas, on the road in Columbia, taking on number 20, South Carolina. Gators up in Nashville, taking on number 13, Vanderbilt. So Charlie Condon and the boys keep up the great work, hit some home runs, and have a big time against Ole Miss coming up this weekend.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballou here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.